I know I'm in a minority. I like airports. I understand why most people don't. Confusing signage, security checks, huge terminals, crowds. But are there airports that get it right? From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Now, admittedly, I have access to a couple of airline lounges thanks to the credit cards I carry. I can sometimes avoid lines by using Clear or by using miles to upgrade my tickets to business class. Those things make things easier, but I like the bustle of airports and the big flight boards listing dozens of destinations, each holding the promise of travel. One of our regular guests, Scott McCartney of the Wall Street Journal, oversaw a survey of the users of America's airports and found the best and the worst. The criteria were many: the number of flight cancellations, Yelp ratings of restaurants, the cost of taking Uber into town, average fares, the speed of an airport's Wi-Fi, how long it takes to clear security, taxiing and takeoff times. Among large airports, Phoenix took the gold, followed by Denver and Fort Lauderdale. Among mid-sized airports, the best were Tampa, Portland, and Austin. The worst? I'll tell you the losers later this week. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.